Track 5. John Parker and his horses won world records, raced royals, and appeared in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We tell the story of a remarkable life.
John Parker was one of the world's greatest ever carriage drivers, so dazzlingly brilliant at controlling teams of plunging horses that he became a stuntman, film star, record breaker, and renowned teacher. On the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang set, he drove the child catcher's carriage. Across the country, he drove mail coaches for longer and faster than ever before. And until recently, the drumming of hooves and rumble of wheels in the lanes around his home near Diss might herald the arrival of the near-legendary coachman, who died this spring, aged 81. His face, contoured by decades of outside work, was so full of character, he could have been conjured from a fairy tale. He appeared in films alongside Dudley Moore, Peter Cook, and Rex Harrison, wowed millions with televised stunts, raced royals and taught the coachmen, and almost literally drove a coach and horses through world records. John fell in love with horses as a child, working with shire horses on his grandfather's farm. At 17, he gained his jockey license and then signed up for the army, joining the Horse Transport Division. "We had pack mules, riding horses, and a regimental carriage," John explained a few years ago. "I thought this was what I've got to do. I'd driven carts with two horses, and I taught myself to drive four." He excelled, becoming the go-to carriage driver for film and television, and then a competitive driver representing Great Britain 11 times in World and European Driving Championships. In the classic Chitty Chitty Bang Bang film, the man driving the terrifying child catcher's carriage is not actor Robert Helpman, but John. He was also the stunt double for carriage drivers in the 1967 Dr. Dolittle movie, and in The Wrong Box with Peter Cook, Tony Hancock and Dudley Moore, drove 5 out of the 6 carriages in a single scene. "I did a lot of Hammer horror too," said John. "But it was good money. It was silly money. I could buy a car every couple of weeks if I wanted." Instead, he decided to buy a carriage of his own and discovered that it had been the mail coach which carried post between London and Norwich in the early 19th century. It had been driven by his 19th century carriage-driving hero, James Selby, who held the record for the longest distance driven by a single coachman, until John broke it in 1984. And for the fastest team of mail coach horses could be replaced with fresh horses, until John broke that in 1996. He was the greatest coachman of the age. "The fact that he'd driven the coach meant everything to me," said John. He brought the coach back to Norfolk with partner Susan, who died 3 years ago, and launched Swingletree Stables. They bought a house first and gradually added land, horses and carriages to become one of the biggest carriage-driving centres in Europe. In 1996, on the 150th anniversary of Britain's last ever regular mail coach journey from London to Norwich, John retraced the route in the same coach and broke his own world record for speed and for the longest distance driven by a single coachman. "The Duke of Edinburgh told me I was an idiot, if I remember rightly," said John later. His 6 teams of horses worked and rested in relays, changing every 8 to 10 miles through the 139-mile, 21.5-hour journey. And as the final team clattered to a halt outside Norwich Cathedral, the reins had to be prized from his temporarily paralysed grip. The 19th century black and scarlet Norwich to London mail coach is one of just 2 in the country still licensed to carry mail. For many years, Norwich Union, now Aviva, leased the mail coach from John and paid him to take it all over Britain and abroad. It also helped John raise more than £750,000 for charities, including Save the Children and Sports Aid. After more than 1 million people turned out to see one of his record-breaking mail coach trips, subsequent journeys were accompanied by charity collection buckets. For four decades, John and Susan taught everyone from the coachmen who drive carriages in state processions to children at their annual summer camps. They're still remembered as gifted teachers. They were also spectacularly talented. For many years, they performed stunning manoeuvres at the Horse of the Year show in London, including driving carriage pulled by a team of five horses through a tunnel of fire. John adored stunts and challenges, once pitting himself and his horses against a Formula One driver in a Ferrari, and another time changing a team of horses quicker than a Le Mans pit crew could change a wheel. That one was televised as a world record. But there was a serious side too. He was chairman of the British Driving Society and then president, vice-chairman of the Goodwood Riding and Driving for the Disabled Association, a teacher, examiner and inspector for both the Department of Transport and the Department of the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, and patron of the British Mule Society. At the heart of it all were the horses and the partnership with his beloved Susan. He made his final journey in a horse-drawn hearse.